The Trash Talk Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com, the 2015 Basher Cash and Smash It Demolition Derby, Bull Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National, Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com, and Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Everybody's all giggles over there. I mean, what is going on? Just as I opened the microphone, all I hear is laughing.
I feel like I'm like rushing.
Why? We got all the time in the world. All the time in the world.
I feel rushed.
Because of Old School Preview Show on deck, episode number 86. Everybody, we got a full studio tonight. We've got Brian's here. We've got Aaron Bunce and Brett Relly joining us. We've got Josh and Ben here. There's a good look at Brian. Got a couple items of business. First of all, Wendell Bowman. We neglected to talk about this last week. Now a grandfather. We had some pictures. Everybody's doing that. Well.
Congratulations.
So that was pretty cool for Wendell. Our buddy John Muse, Mavis, whatever you might call it, came away with a win in the 80s class at Drive for Five this weekend. So congratulations to him. Dalton Gullo picking up a $10,000 payday at May Mania over the course of the weekend. And Mark Benjamin, well wishes out to Mark. I guess his daughter's feeling a little bit under the weather, major under the weather, but hopefully all that ends well. We're gonna be talking with Don Dillenberry here in about 15 minutes, but we've been working a little bit on a project here for the last couple of weeks on the heels coming off of Bash for Cash. Josh, just throw this out here. Say, for instance, that a show paid $100 for best paint, $100 for heavy hitter, $100 for longest toe, and $100 for most mangled, meaning the guy that took the most damage through the course of the night got paid, on top of $1,000 to win, $400 for second, $200, $300 for third, all the way back through 10th, still getting $50. Not a bad payday, right?
Right.
Good county fair?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the purse is for the RC Derby Blizzard Bash.
Nice.
Holy cow.
Wow, that's awesome. Oh, that's cool.
We've been working real close. Our buddies over there at Ski Inc., Ultimate Derby, Smash It Demolition Derbies coming through, Mad Mike DeFrisia, and Catskill Performance. And we got one more that we're working on, but we haven't quite got him pinned down. And then, of course, we got our friend Todd down in Pennsylvania that, they came together to help that. And on top of that, our buddy Ed Brewster down in Midlothian, Virginia, which kind of spearheaded that whole RC craze that's sort of taken over since that video got faithfully shared on Brian's Facebook page back in February. DK Derby Company has committed support to them for their national championship event coming up in August.
Oh, very cool.
So, I mean, nice. I think it's sponsors. I think it's really cool that the derby industry is getting behind this RC stuff. It's a little bit different.
Some happy 12-year-olds out there in Blizzard Bash.
You kidding me? 12-year-olds?
Yeah.
12-year-olds? How about us retired guys?
Nah, the kids are going to kick all the adults' asses. Probably. I've already been saying
I bet
that.
You're probably right on that. Driving them? Yeah, you're probably right.
That totally happened.
Happened at Bash for Cash.
Yes, it did. They happened all day, but I thought that was pretty sweet. No, you
that's
know?
Awesome. Very cool.
That's
very cool.
Actually, some, that's great.
Some pretty sweet moves by those guys. And as a side note, I did get the Imperial body finished.
I've seen
over
that.
The course of the weekend. So I can't wait to get my hands on Keith Work, because it would be bad if I said I was going after his 9-year-old daughter.
Hopefully you drive that thing like an Imperial.
Just forward.
Yeah, exactly.
He was proud of himself. He said he left it 2 at Bash for Cash.
Perfect.
What's that?
I said you were proud of yourself.
Oh, yes.
You left it 2 at Bash for Cash.
I sure did. I hit Josh Friel from down in Virginia. Just as they were about ready to say go, I was already backing right through his car.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
We're going to be catching up with Don Dillenberg here in a few minutes, but Kings of Old School this weekend. Weather looks like it's going to be just fine for it.
Yeah, everything's shaping up really good.
Yeah.
We've been really busy. A lot of great stuff happening. A lot of sponsors have been coming together. A lot of if anyone hasn't liked the page, like the page and just watch all the stuff that's we've been advertising. We're giving away stuff all day long to all different kinds of people. It's a lot of great stuff going to be happening that day.
Pretty exciting.
I'm very excited. This is coming together like we never expected. I mean, it started out.
It's your first day again, I forgot.
Gotta fix the microphone.
Crash. Back off.
Whoa, stop everything he said. Hold right up.
Get him straight down. There you go.
Now you would have thought this, you know, producer would have made sure we were all set.
It's a good thing you've never been here before, so you got to fall back on.
Whoa, hold everything. All right. Are we good to go now?
Yeah. It's a little loud now. Chris got to turn it down.
I know. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
When I say hi to my kids, they're watching. But anyways, now that you wanted me to start all over. So after you're all done talking
about I'm done. You're good.
Serious note. Mm-hmm. Chris, yes. Excited.
Are you?
You're going to be there.
Yes.
We got 13, 14 states.
It's pretty awesome.
We got 14 people from Canada.
Canada's packed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Christy King's coming on to help with the commentary through the course awesome. Of the day.
We got Melanie Hansen
singing the
national anthem.
Very cool.
I mean, it's starting at 2. The Power Wheels is going to start at 8:02.
And we're going to still be there at 4 a.m.?
No. It is going to start at 2 o'clock.
It will start at 2.
A big push for us with the Power Wheels. And I got to say thanks for the Siopas for they've been helping us along. We have a ton of every day. Brett and I have been getting.
Did you see Jonathan Furr, Longest Haul sponsor?
I didn't catch any sponsors.
Today we got a Longest Haul sponsor of $500.
Aaron Bunce.
That's pretty nice.
Bunce, oh,
very
of course,
cool. $1,000 today. Very cool. I don't think we're going to decide or say where it's going right yet.
Nope.
Well, Aaron's already put up a $500 stipend that if the raffle car from the banquet wins that show, they get an extra $500 in the pocket.
Yeah, so if Rick Clark wins.
And the person that has it.
Rick Clark wins, he gets a $500 bonus from Aaron Bunce.
On the plus side, Brian, awesome. You can say that Rick Clark ran you over.
Yeah, I can. If I lose Rick Clark, it's not a bad thing.
But who would have ever thought here in New York, I mean, we're actually fortunate. If we can hold us together the way that the plans are going with the amount of people, the excitement, the messages I get on a daily basis, and Josh gets and Mark gets, I feel bad for him right now because, you know, his baby's in the hospital and he's trying, you know, baby, you know, it's Marcella, she's what, 14, I believe, but, you know, she's in the hospital and he's still trying to handle text messages.
Oh, he's apologizing about it. I go, Mark, stop apologizing. Yeah, your kid's more important.
So the situation there, I my hats are off to him.
Yep,
you know, our inspectors from how many states? I mean, I just cannot say enough for everybody that's helped. Scott Wallace, Saturday, you know, he's helped out. He brought his inspection trailer. He brought his radios. Plus, we're going to have two other inspection trailers there. I'm very excited. I don't know what we're going to do wrong. But hopefully nothing. I'm sure there's going to be
well,
something.
Josh, I want to jump in here.
Josh said that he got some bad news this week in terms of everybody. Yeah, some bad news. About
well, he wasn't very happy. He's got to wear a dress the first couple hours.
Well, I was talking about that. But is there any
where's
bad
Peter Pan pants running around?
No, sure
Super Decker.
No.
They're going to say, where's Super Decker?
No, stop.
Bad news is that Dustin Ingram's coming. Is that?
No.
Oh,
no, that wasn't the bad news.
You don't want that to happen.
No, but I got good news, actually, because we haven't talked about it. I was supposed to come last week. I wanted to announce it last week. But we have everyone knows the inspectors that we have, but we have a surprise inspector that is our. No?
Not yet.
No?
Something come up. Yeah, it might not have happened. I was just told last night.
Okay.
Kevin Gaffin was originally said that he was going to make it to help Mike Decker inspect. Mm-hmm. And Mike informed me that he just might not be able to make it. Something come up, and
I'll be surprised.
I thought we were no. talking.
Oh,
about
that wasn't a surprise. Oh, no. I thought that was already talked about.
No, he was surprised.
Oh, all right,
plus Gavin.
Yeah,
no, my surprise was Ben.
Ben Haas. Ben Haas
my gun there.
Ben Haas is guest inspecting, and Kevin Gaffin.
Yeah, you jumped my gun there. No, I want to say Ben. Ben was going to guest inspect there, right?
Ben's
You're
looking.
Slow.
Ben's
yeah,
looking
no,
for the way out.
My fault. I've been saying for 2 weeks. Ben's
you
been
told
wanting
me
to.
Was taking care of.
Yes, I haven't been on. Yeah. Ben is also guest inspecting.
Yeah, Brett, he would love to announce it if he was here.
He makes excuses.
I haven't.
I got to hold his end up. I got to hold my end up. I don't get it.
You do not hold my hand.
It's funny. When I went down to Josh's last week.
Oh, Brian's still here.
To pick up some cage material. He spent 45 minutes telling me how he's doing everything, and you just
you just
called the phone and complained.
You call me, I'll tell you.
I'm here to tell you. Well, yikes. Everybody knows Josh Decker, so that's all it's got to be said.
Thank you.
Now, are you gonna have an autograph session at some point throughout
no,
the day?
Not.
Or?
Way too busy. We're way too busy. As far as
Friday night, he's way too busy.
I'll do Friday
he's way
night.
Too busy for his fans. Yeah. Can't do it. Can't pull it.
I'm that kind of guy. That kind of guy.
There is kids. Honestly, I know you guys bust his rare, but I know several kids that really do. Want his, you know, have gotten his.
Oh, absolutely!
Draft.
I've seen like in person.
Thank you.
Wholeheartedly, oh, yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah, Josh is one of the most highly sought after autographs in Denver. If you don't count like 60, 70 other guys, he's like.
You know, we're talking 4 or 5 years ago. Toby Wise come up to me and wanted my autograph, and I'm like, what? It blew me out of the water. Like, it kind of was embarrassing to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
And. It made me feel good, but yet I'm like, I'm nobody to want an autograph. So I signed his book thing there, and I ended up winning the feature. It's probably one of the nicer trophies I've ever won, and I ended up giving it to him afterwards. It made me feel good, but yet embarrassed me. You know?
Yeah, I know the
that's
feeling.
Strange.
And when a kid does it, though, it's kind of a really good feeling, actually. Like when a young kid genuinely looks up to you, is like, wow, that's. And Brett knows of one kid that every time he sees me, he always has to take a picture of me, and I love it. You
what
know,
about
my, a, my kid don't even care.
What about when a 35-year-old comes up to you?
That's
right.
I like that. I like that, too.
That's awesome.
I like that, too. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so let's talk. Can we just talk about some of the things are planned for the day? Because that's really kind of how I want it.
Yeah, hit the schedule real quick, and then about 4 minutes away, we're going to be catching up with Don.
Of course, we're going to start off with Power Wheels. Like I said, we have a bunch. If your kid is not signed up, it's okay. You can get a hold of us and let us know that you're going to bring them, but you can just sign up that day. You can just show up. We still have some spots left in Power Wheels. Then we're going to go right on to Derby Drags. Brandon Tyson made the... He donated that, okay? He's been saying, I want to give a trophy.
Yeah, I talked to him
it's
yesterday.
Awesome.
He goes, how am I going to get it there? I said, just ship it.
Just
put
ship
it in a box.
Yeah,
just wrap
it's
it.
It's just money.
Just it'll be fine.
Yeah. It's huge. It's awesome. And
I said, Brandon, what are you worried about? Ben can fix it.
He
trophied it.
I think he posted it at 9 o'clock, and I said to him at 9:50 at night, there was 500 views of it. 500 people had seen that trophy already, which is awesome. Yeah. And I had a bunch of guys message me saying they want it. Which is pretty cool. So you got to be in the Derby Drags for that. The Derby Drags is really just more for fun, something different. I'd like to hear a couple big motors just screaming across the track. Maybe one blow up. I don't know. $250 and that awesome trophy for somebody.
Eight car limit. Eight,
yeah, we're gonna make it quick. I just wanted something
limit
for the crowd.
$250. You make, you know, what's the most? Three trips.
Exactly. A couple trips on the track, and it's
take
gonna be
challenge. You're down the track, right?
Yeah.
You let me?
Sure. You're right. Dare you? Look at Terry says no. Do it, Brett.
My pickup's going again. If I got that back going, I'd definitely try that.
But then we're gonna go right to heats. We're gonna start off with compact heats, and we're gonna go right into V8 heats. We got Concies, Junk Run, and then we got our 80s kicker class, which
is that last? Is that gonna be like the
right
last
before the features?
Right before King's old school class
be,
is the feature class.
Yep. Well, we'll have to have the compact feature and the V8 feature after the 80s kicker class.
One thing that we're gonna, awesome. You know, me, I'm gonna really focus on trying to hold my end of the deal. I told guys that I'm gonna have equipment there to straighten their cars out. Mm-hmm. I got G&J Holmes are bringing an excavator and
just bring
a skid
Vern.
Steer.
I'm bringing
a backhoe. I got three other skid steers to clear the track. Plus, I got four pull-off vehicles I'm going to have. So that track's going to be clear. And
is Preston driving one of the pull-off vehicles?
Oh, definitely. I'm sure. It wouldn't surprise me. Probably in the back, though.
Put them in the excavator.
I think the big thing for us is our time is of the essence of here, because we're going to have to be pushing through the heats. And Brett and I's big thing is you go to a lot of derbies, and right after that heat's done, you watch a great-ass heat, and as soon as it's done, you sit there for 10 minutes and watch them pull cars off the track.
Well, more like 45 minutes.
Yes, it's very boring.
10 minutes is acceptable.
10 minutes, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to be pulling them off faster than that.
10 minutes is digestible. 35.
We're going to be pulling them off the track. I think that's
so
really to keep
the
rhythm going.
One of my biggest concerns is when I'm pushing somebody's car down, you know, you got a whatever you want to use, for example, Cadillac, Newport, whatever. We're not going to have time to block, tackle. It ain't going to be perfect. I mean, you're going to pull up. You want the sheet metal pushed down. We're just going to push it down.
This is 4077 type fixing.
Yeah.
You know, it just can't be –
This is meatball surgery. Major
project.
You can't take 15 minutes on each car.
No. But also, I want to give everybody the same opportunity, and we're going to have two pieces of equipment doing. And when your car is ready, that's why we're not going to impound nobody. Heat one, when it's over, you go fix it, get it up here, and we're going to straighten it out, push a size in, push the trunk down, push a bumper down, whatever it takes to because I want the wow factor. I want somebody to say, man, that little bit made a big difference. We got
we've all been buckled down. You take a bad shot and you buckle down, and it's like, man, I'm screwed for the rest of the night. Well, what if we could help you just pull it back up? Or what if we can get your roll going?
Aaron Bunch is bringing a 4-cylinder raffle car. We're bringing a V8 raffle car.
We have a Power Wheels raffle.
We got a Power Wheels raffle.
We're also raffling off a slider from E2 Sliders. Those will all be things that'll be won right there that day.
And you little got the bit kids, of a, you got the station wagon. Take the kids around too.
That's ready to go. There's a station wagon. I got safety glasses and earplugs given to us by my work.
I think
and,
we're going to need about 50 gallons of fuel for that thing.
That's on your side. And the kids can just hop in and just take rides.
Everything's on my
If it
side.
Has to do with money. If,
who's
if,
driving
if,
the car?
Preston.
Joe.
That makes sense.
Probably could. Joel Backus is going to run, one of my friend's father. And we're just going to take kids for a spin. It's not going to be crazy doing donuts or nothing. It's just go out there, let kids. Most kids will never get another chance to sit in a Chrysler wagon and take a spin. And they can sit in that back row if they want.
It's a plus side if there is any problem where kids get scared and start jumping out the window. Joel can hold all of them down with one hand.
Joining us, they are big guys.
Joining us on the hotline, we've got Don Dillenberg, man. I know you're on a real tight schedule. We'll get you in and out here, taking some time out of work. Don is the guy that won the Crash Course raffle package. So he's got he's played some musical chairs with cars now. He's got his car pretty much ready to go for Saturday, man. We're looking forward to catching up with you down there.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Can't wait to meet you guys and put on the show.
I thought it was neat running into Don in Ohio here last weekend. He was down there taking in Bash for Cash.
That was crazy down there. That was some excitement.
I'll accept the 80s kicker class.
Yeah. I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah. But Don's home area, he's from up in the his home track is the Shtokoroni Fairgrounds, which we've talked about a lot in here, being someplace where they run Imperials and stuff. And Don has run in a couple different classes up there. This year you're bringing the compact car down for Kings of Old School.
Yes. Yep, I'm bringing an 02 Pontiac Grand Prix and hope to do some good with her.
Jason Sherman and Tony Brellinger are listening right now, applauding.
Yeah,
and they're listening. Very happy with your car selection. You got a format over here at Kings of Old School where you're gonna have to go through heats, feeding into a feature class. There is a ton of cars pre-registered. I mean, what do you think of your odds going in?
Yeah, I always have a theory going into the thing, and then as soon as I make my first hit, it's my foot gets really heavy, and I get too excited and. Never seem to make it out of that heat.
Well, I'll tell you, the nice thing about this event is that even as a mad dog, every mad dog in the heat will be qualifying. Like, our mad dogs are just as good as first place. So if you are that guy, it's okay. You still can make it through the night. And there's a lot of guys coming that are going to plan on going through that way.
Hey, Don, are you bringing a spare car?
Go ahead.
Are you bringing a spare car?
I was told I wasn't allowed to.
No, well, you can't. So the odds of you getting the feature probably aren't nearly as they're not nearly as a stone cold lock as Josh has made it sound.
Yeah, well, Don, you know, raffle tickets. Like Aaron said.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to spend some money.
We were planning on when I come down there, I want to try to play it smart, make good hits, and try to qualify for that feature. And then I saw on Facebook you guys put that. Mad Dog, all the Mad Dog trophies and stuff like that. So I took a snap picture of it and sent it to my buddy and said, forget first place, that can be for you, baby. I'm going for this one.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Well, what our theory behind that is me being a sandbagger. Okay.
Money driver.
Whatever word you want to use, I drive extremely lightly unless my temper gets the best of me. And I don't believe...
Terry, are you what?
I don't believe that we should be yelling at the light drivers. And maybe it's because I'm one of them. I don't have that answer. But if there's a guy on the track that's running on 3 cylinders with a V8 and my car is running good, why should I be punished for...
I hate this argument.
For... You suck. So why should I be punished because my car is running good? So the only way, Chris is going to be putting this on live, and he's going to be working very hard at it. And we're not going to look like jackasses on live thing. So my way
on Live Finger Lakes 1.TV.
My way of trying to deal with it, like my brother, okay, he tells me he's running. He tells me he's gonna bag, okay?
He did say that.
He did say that. That's the truth.
We all yelled at him about
it. He says, well, how fast do I got to hit? Well, we're not going to run up and down the track yelling at them guys and waving flags and blowing horns. And, you know, you've been to derbies. I know we've been to derbies locally that the kids, guys, whatever, chase certain ones.
Chase
I'm usually
yes.
the one that gets chased because yes. I beg.
Oh, I've been there.
Well, what I want to do is I want to wave a bunch of $100 bills around, and I want the guys that are going to hit hard. You want to get in a feature? You get knocked out of your seat about two times in a row, they'll be turning it up.
You're absolutely right.
And so let's just say your training's starting to go, or you're just point blank a hard driver, and you know you're going to get rewarded. With our goal is to pay more money to the heavy hitters
yep.
than it is to the feature winner. So you get somebody that's lollygagging around. I'm not going to chase them around, hoot and holler at them, but I'm here to tell you, in our neck of the woods, the Walton boys, Jared Stan,
absolutely,
I'm here to tell you.
Absolutely.
I promise you the bugs be cleaning out of them, and, yep. and you get hit at 40, you're going to think twice about sitting still.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you got to remember that all of Dunkirk, along with Don, they're all coming.
Yes, absolutely.
And they all drive like that.
Well,
and they're all coming with blue cars for Chad Ellman.
Awesome.
And they are going to set a very, very painful bar.
Well, yeah, I'm here to tell you, that neck of the woods mixed with Walton's neck of
Hell
the
yeah.
woods mixed with a couple another neck of the woods,
yep.
it's like the Bermuda Triangle coming to clash because there's not many
Don's
light
laughing.
Foots
I
coming. There's not many light feet coming.
Josh told me
they're coming for show than for anything. Right. I heard it.
And they're going to be rewarded.
Let's think about it.
Now,
these
Josh told me
that
he was going to have Pat Osmond, since Pat was a little bit on the fence on whether he wasn't going to have his car done, that Josh went out and bought a paintball gun and has loaded it full of pink paintballs. I'm going to have Pat just sitting in an armchair just painting pink all over the sides of sandbaggers. Is that that's
not true at all. You know, but in our area, the guys that have been running hard have been running hard for so many years and never got a thing for it.
Yep.
Never even got trophies. Never got a $100 bill. Well, we're going to change that. If you're going to run like that, we're going
to
show you that it's worth something.
I can't lightfoot it.
Absolutely, man.
Now, with Chris, with Finger Lakes putting this on, with it being publicized, I'm sure he's going to get, hopefully, a large, you know, people watching. And the money that's going to be, you know, the rewards are just going to keep coming and coming and coming. Mm-hmm. And the sponsors that we have and money that I want to give out of my personal pocket, I'm going to be close to the track. I don't know how close I'm going to be, but I'm going to carry me, as in really a stone one. I'm going to carry a pocket full of cash, and I'm going to give it to the drivers that run it because that's how I think they need to be treated. I'm not saying sandbagging's not the answer because that's how I drive.
Yeah, you do.
But if I get hit two or three times, I tell you I ain't afraid to turn it up either.
But can I say the opposite
Decker's
side of that?
Decker's there, right?
What's that?
Is Josh Decker there?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah. Yes.
I have to tell you, I went to Brookville and watched you for the first time.
Yep.
Good show, man. Good show.
Thank you. I was waiting. Thank you. I appreciate that. Could have gone either way. Thank you.
Josh was looking really white.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
That was hands hat off. I mean, he drove extremely. That's the only time I've ever seen him do it. But hats off extremely well.
Thank you.
I mean,
I guess.
I seen Illumina take him. Oh, but
I seen John take you out, sir. Shut your mouth over there.
He's calling me sir.
Yeah, you quiet your mouth over there. Quiet your mouth. But can I just say something? Because
did you hear what Don just said?
No,
Don.
I said because it was Illumina. Illumina takes a lot of big cars out.
Boo! I'll just say that. I'll boo that statement. But no, we are trying to step this up and take it to the next level. But on the backside, we need all the drivers, and that's I wanted to say this tonight. We also have to, on a driver's side, act that next level.
Yeah.
Brian and I are putting a lot onto the table here, and there's a lot of work and effort in here, and we will not tolerate fighting, guys.
Screaming, hollering,
if you are not acting,
there's kids,
they're in the cars around.
We are filling this place with kids, okay? Because Demolition Derby is supposed to be a family event, and there will be kids everywhere. If I see you hot dogging on a track, you're out of here. If you're fighting, you're out of here. We're not dealing with that.
Zero tolerance. We got security.
I want you to act up here, and also we're going to be on. It's going to be on live stream. This is the first time our area and our drivers are able to show the rest of the country what we are. And we are badass. Our area is badass. But I want you to act like that. We have to act like that and represent it. And I just wanted to say that today. I know we're going to, but I want to make sure I say that.
Well, wait a minute. I got a timeout over here. Give me a timeout.
Oh, Brian's still here.
Timeout. Now, this is coming from the guy who was involved in a fight on the front stretch.
And I learned my lessons.
So he's the one that's complaining over there about it, but all right, on with the show.
I think everybody here has been.
Yes.
In one way or another, but the whole point is the way
it
is.
It will not
says,
happen there.
You got people coming from all over the country, from Canada and everything else. When they go to big shows,
to this caliber,
there's no bullshit.
No, there's not.
There's no cussing and swearing at the officials.
No, there's not.
No cussing and swearing at fights and everything else.
Nope.
If you do, you're escorted out, point blank.
You shake hands, you smile, you help each other out, you give parts, you do all that. You take care of each other.
Yep. Josh asked me earlier this week about where the links were, and I had a bunch of people asking about where the pay-per-view links were. And Josh, you want to tell everybody or you want me to do it?
You.
The cost?
$0.00. We're just going to give this baby away. Everyone to watch it. And I think it's huge because I know a lot of drivers in our area that just want to get out there and show that they're awesome and show their builds and show their running style, and we're going to let you. So just come out and do it. I think this is a time for our area just to shine. We've been waiting. All these other areas have been shining. It's Saturday's our day.
People have been asking.
It's New York's opportunity to give back to the Derby community. You want to see what New York style is about, then you got it Saturday, and you got nothing invested.
And I'm telling you, people will love this area. I know our driving style, and the rest of the country will love it. There's some slow poking out there that will just be amazed on us junking $1,000 cars in 2 minutes.
There's gonna be several of it. Now, don't get me wrong. We're going to have some guys that drive light. Well, hopefully they're mixed in with the heavy hitters and the guys who.
Well, the heavy hitters just got to pick them out, you know?
Oh, they will. I don't care who it is. The farther it's away from them and the slowest moving,
it's going to get it.
Yep.
If their head lays on the passenger seat, I'm bringing $100 bills out.
All night long.
Don, when was the last time you got to travel outside your home area like this?
Oh, geez. Probably many years ago. I ran in Erie one time, but. I don't know. Does three hits in a demo before you're out actually count as running?
That's Erie. That's in Hamburg. That's not even quite an hour from where you are, right?
Erie, PA.
Oh, Erie, PA. Okay.
Yep.
I went out to Erie, PA one time and made three hits, and that was it. So I don't even know if that's considered running.
Sure, yeah, it does.
You're out there.
We've all had them.
That happened to me at Brookville.
Yes, it did.
I've made about three hits, and there I sat and watched.
This will be the farthest I'm going to be traveling.
Well, we're looking forward to a good show, man. I'm glad that everything came together good with the car, and everything's in good shape.
I can't wait. We can't wait. Me and my buddy Dan's coming down. So
Dan Scharf?
We're going to be leaving at like, Dan Scharf. We're going to be leaving at like 4:30 in the morning to head your guys' way. So
that's early.
Yikes.
I'm aiming for 6.
Dude, I guess you're like 4 hours away from us.
Yeah, it's all 4 hours.
Yeah, you got all that to drive. But, I mean, you'll be able to cruise right through inspection. You won't have any problems getting in.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. I heard about this Chrysler wagon that the kids get to ride in.
Yes, sir.
Now, how old do you have to be? Because can I be a 36-year-old kid?
Don, you can ride in it,
it's
sure.
Fine.
Anybody and everybody can ride in that. I mean, hopefully, we ain't got to buckle a car seat or something, man, like 6 months or something. But
yeah. Well, we got to. I mean,
that's not a good idea. However, if
chances, I'll have to get in a nice Chrysler wagon.
If it's at all possible. Let Don go by himself, and just put everything else on lockdown and let him take a ride on the track where he's away from everybody, and have Joe take him for a ride with a no seat belt, third row seat, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let him get the real gas tank experience.
Amen.
But don't rough him up too bad because he's got to go put on a show.
Yes,
he's gonna have some decals on his car and represent. And I, proud of you, man. I'm glad you got the car together. Thanks so much for entering that. And, you know, by all means, we wish you the best
very
of luck
much.
This
I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to everything.
Hey, you and me both, man. You and me both. We got
thank you very much,
Tom. before I let you go, is anybody that you wanted to make mention of? I know work gave you a little bit of a leash so that you come on tonight. I don't want you to keep away from that.
No, that's all right. No, just, you know, to all the fans and everyone that's helped me get this car ready, like Dan Scharf and some of my sponsors, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to be making this trip out as far as we're going. So
appreciate
well,
it, man.
Dude, I appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you. Travel safe. Yep. Of course, have a safe week if you got any final pieces to tie off on that car, and we look forward to catching up with you Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Can't wait to see you guys.
There Thank you. Thanks a lot, man. Good luck. There goes Don Dillenberg. Back to work. He still had a couple jobs he had to get through tonight, so putting in some late hours tonight so that he can
I want to touch on something that he kind of touched on.
On Saturday. What we're going to do, if you want, table that. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be – that's right. We'll be right back after this. I suppose it's only fitting that we kick the break off with this one. Well, that's our guys. Hang on. Try it that way.
Travel back to the good old days of Demolition Derby at the 2015 Kings of Old School, presented by Goodies Graphics and GN Auto Corp. The Kings of Old School will be held June 6th at the Broome County Fairgrounds in Whitney Point, New York. The Old School class is drawing drivers from across the United States, with new drivers signing up and past champions coming out of retirement to take part in the show with rules written the way the Northeast Derby community wants them to be. The headline Old School class will pay $22.50 to win and will be run in a Heats and Feature format. The 80s newer kicker class, filled in less than 6 hours once registration opened, the winners in the division will enjoy a share of a $3,000 purse. The card also includes compact and junk run divisions. Inspection opens at 8 a.m. Derby action begins at 2. Call Brett Relier at 607-327-2705 or Josh Decker at 607-725-2194 for details. With rule questions, call Mark Benjamin at 607-215-2149. That's the Kings of Old School, June 6th, Broome County Fairgrounds, Whitney Point, New York.
The Crash Course would like to thank DerbyParts.com. An industry leader in aftermarket parts, DerbyParts.com has become the go-to source for builders looking to make one stop for all their derby needs. A proud partner of the Reckless Warrior Series and a title sponsor at the Bash for Cash, DerbyParts.com offers products from the top manufacturers in the industry, including fellow Reckless Warriors partners Brian Muir and Big Rock Derby products, and performance aftermarket standouts MSD, Adelbrock, Schoenfeld, and Samson Tires. Inventory includes cradles, ultra bells, sliders, flex plates, pedal kits, mounts, fans, radiators, adapters, tanks, and much, much more. DerbyParts.com truly offers one-stop shopping for builders ready to perform at any level. Go online and check them out. From bumper to bumper, you can find it on DerbyParts.com.
And we're back.
Politics.
Had, well...
Politics.
And so the break went over a little bit, didn't it, Ben?
Well, that's a sport.
Hey,
you know, yeah.
I so, just say shit.
We know, that's why you're
guys here. Are over there giggling. I had a couple things.
Mics are open, Ben.
I think we're going to – I'm going to bring a couple minivans and a couple compacts, all stripped. I think we're just going to put, like, $300 on them. You know, stripped, just – $300 and runners, you know what I mean?
I'm not stripping them.
They're all stripped.
They better be.
They're done.
Don't leave my
I got to do everything.
Thank you.
Well, that's a great on the other idea, hand, so. You know, there's guys there. It's $10. It's $10 a person to get in, and that's all access. That's pits. That's everything.
Now, did you just come up with this compact car raffle or giveaway?
Like 2 minutes before that, okay. While we were in a break, he thought of it. Yeah. And then just spit it out. Like last time he was on air, he just spit it out.
I know.
Like about last time you're on? Yeah, he had to mute you.
I know what we should do. We should come back from break, is what we should do. Go ahead. Josh had something you wanted to bring up, but by all means.
No, that's I like that idea. If we're going to give them away, I think that. But I want to touch on.
Do they get to keep the car?
It's politics.
Do they get to keep the car? Do they get to keep the car?
No.
No?
Nah, just give them away. Let them smash them for the day. Yeah, you got to just finish them and smash them.
Ryan Deal's ears just pricked up because the best drive he's ever had has been in a rental car.
Well, you know what? Brent and I talked about this a couple times because when we went to Woodbugger, we went with a group of us, and we started getting cars for cheap, a couple $100, and we built them and ran them. Our guys did, and they loved it. It was fun. I mean, yeah, it's junk, but you know it's junk.
Who cares, no, right?
Exactly.
Well, I didn't want them. I didn't want them there stripped because, or not non-stripped because I didn't want somebody getting hurt or leaving the garbage, you know.
Right. Which there was a lot of that there, so that was a great idea.
No, it wasn't too bad there. At Woodbugger, they had the big dumpster. I mean, you basically had to police the car that you cleaned out. There was some stuff, but I mean, it certainly wasn't to the degree of like what Brett suggested. I know exactly what you mean because there's no place to put a canister. It's already too full.
Right.
We're gonna be very busy.
Just bring the lawnmower derby cars to start putting the trash in those, right?
We're gonna be very packed there.
Yes.
And everybody that please try to respect us as much as you can. Keep your garbage picked up.
Yes.
If you're, because it's gonna be basically us all day Sunday, all day Monday cleaning. Please,
man, I might try to pick off. Up come watch the, that.
Come watch that. No, didn't say help. Said come watch.
Nah, Brett's right because it's just me. And, you know, Brett and this just started with an idea, and now you know at the end of the day, then we have to clean up the idea. And he's right. I mean, we just want you guys to respect. If you treat it great, we'll keep adding to it. You know, and I think what happens is if you don't treat it great, then it goes downhill. So we all have to kind of work together on this one. But one thing I want to talk about, I've had a million people asking me, when does it start? First, cloth 2 o'clock, everybody. In case anyone's asking.
I thought you already said 2 o'clock.
Yeah, about five million.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
But it's $10. No, if, like if you're
derby.
Under five, if,
but like the derby. When's the derby start? I know exactly what you mean, man.
Being
the seats at 2 o'clock, stuff will happen after.
Yes. If your kids are under 5 years old, yes, you can get in for free. If it's 6 months old, yes, it gets in for free.
6 months old shouldn't be
but
there.
But if your kids are 8, 10, 12, you have to pay the $10 to get in there. That's for everybody that's coming in. If people that have been asking about camping, there are still some spots available. Yes, there are a lot of people camping. It's $25. It's not me and Brett's charge. It's the fair. $25 for
electric. That's what they're charging us Sunday morning.
And that's it. And we got. And they're going to count them. They already said that they're going to count them. So him and I are going to have to pay for those. So that's it. And hotels. Cortland, New York. Upper Front Street, Binghamton. There's two areas, north and south. Ton of hotels left open.
25 minutes from the track either way.
Yes, and they're easy to haul there. So there are still spots there for people that are coming far because we're getting a lot of people asking about that. Yes, we want you to come the night before. And 8 o'clock in the morning, I think they're at 6 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be stuff going on. So at 8 o'clock, when those gates technically open, I think there's going to be cars down the line and stuff's just going to be rolling. Get there early. Do not show up at noon and think you're going to get through inspection easy and stuff like that. When inspection closes, it's closed. If you didn't get through, too bad. We have a lot of cars. If we lose one or two because you're not doing stuff right, you're out of there.
What about the re-inspection? The re-inspection ain't going to be extremely easy either. If they're going back to get re-inspected, they're coming back for a whole inspection. I mean, a whole inspection. It ain't going to be. Well, let's check them fuel bolts. It's going to be a whole inspection. So if you want to play the game just as well as I have and we
okay,
all
I was just going to touch on that. There's in our area, so to speak, there's been some ways through the loopholes to get through inspection.
Yeah. No!
And we closed all those up, boys.
We don't know any way that did that, do we?
We closed them all up. Well, Brett's the best at it. So we closed them all up. And it's going to be a little bit tougher to get through inspection, and it's going to have to be done legit. But like Brett says, please get there early. Don't be stressing us out, and don't stress yourself out. But we're going to have a lot of inspectors there, and we're going to be clicking through cars. And we have great inspectors there. So don't be trying to push it. And I've had a lot of guys tell me they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, all these crazy things. You're more than welcome to. But it doesn't mean you're going to run, because you got to get through all these guys.
Is Josh Buell still coming? I saw some cryptic messages.
I know.
No.
Depends on how many keystones he had.
Yeah,
right. I think he'll be there.
He's coming.
On a side note, what I forgot to do earlier in the top of the show, I got a message that I was asked to read here on the air before we get too deep into it. And I'm going to just throw this out there because I've had a lot of these questions.
Go.
And I'm going to take care of this. I feel I owe everybody an explanation, and no better place to do it than on here. It will reach the people who I've dealt with and the ones who have stuck it out with me to the end. This is from Scott Cook and Tough Stuff Derby Products. As you all know, things aren't the way they used to be, as they appear to be recently. I don't blame anybody but myself for the actions, and I made choices and life-changing decisions a few months back which affected the way things have went. I'm not out to put the screws to anybody, and I've never set out to do so, even though it appeared I was. I truly was not. The way it rolls is like this. People are still knocking on my door for parts. Good, yes, but no. I quickly realized, as easy as it was before, to shoot down the street and cut out numbers for I'm not really sure what that's supposed to say. It's not as easy anymore. So money spent on materials quickly diminished when I was giving the money back to individuals who got sick of waiting, which was very understandable. Again, nobody's to blame but myself. I'm here mostly to apologize to you and all these actions within this and for not producing as fast as I should have been and for really not giving explanations as to what the holdup was. There are no excuses for my actions, but just plain stupidity and being too prideful to admit it when things weren't going as well. I appreciate all the people. Thanks, John King. John King just messaged me and I lost my spot. I appreciate all the people so contacting me looking to purchase parts, but I'm sorry to say that tough stuff is no longer going to continue. There may be a day once again when I'm pretty set on no. I appreciate all the years from you and really enjoy getting to know everybody, whether from face-to-face interaction or just by emailing back and forth. Also, any other orders that are pending are being processed to their final destinations. Thank you all once again for your time and consideration. Also, anybody that needs to reach me, email us scottyrc22004@yahoo.com. He doesn't get on Facebook much anymore. Thank you all once again. It's been a pleasure doing business with all of you. There was a little bit more there that we're not going to get into it. I said I would do that because I've handled a lot of messages for Scott, and there's been a lot of times where I've gone out there on a limb and tried to defend Scott, and that offers some finality. You guys need to go through Scott to reach the remedies. He is doing the best that he can. That was an unsolicited message that I got today out of the blue. I tried to talk to him directly by phone because obviously – given the history in Demolition Derby, that message made me very nervous because I still care about Scott as a friend. He made some very bad decisions, and it's unfortunate that we've gone down this road, but I am happy to see, provided he follows through on everything that he said in the message that I just read to you, that if he follows through on that stuff, that he might be getting someplace, at least in terms of fixing it, and he at this point isn't accepting any more orders. I know everybody here, I had some mixed feelings on whether we should or shouldn't do this. I think that we needed to because a lot of people are still asking me about it and inquiring about it. It gives some information to the guys that are out there. It's better than nothing. It is directly from the horse's mouth. And,
you got to respect that.
And he's I know we've said it before, he is trying to make up for it. And I believe in my heart of hearts that Scott is a good person. He is trying to do the right thing. And hopefully, as he asked me, he goes, I want it to be out there. I want you to read that. He goes, I can't come on the show just because of my work schedule. But I want that out there so that everybody knows about it and hears about it from you guys because you guys can reach a lot of people in a hurry. So,
well, I got the same message today. And I personally never had nothing bad with Scott. I have a lot of friends that have. I personally, everything that I asked, he's held up his end. Yep. No matter how you look at it, right, wrong, or indifferent, my hat's off to him for asking that to be online and willingly to be addressing the problem. Mm-hmm. At one time, his reputation was hands none because look at the people that were mad at him for copying or whatever they said, but he must have been a little bit of a threat if they were concerned. So he did or dud, whether it's family, financial, job, sure, business, sure, whatever it is, my hat's off to him for taking the time, and hopefully everybody gets what they bought and or paid for, and you know, when he gets everything straightened out, hopefully we'll see his product again and everybody will give him a fair shot, you know.
That's it.
And on the flip side, where one door closes, another opens, we've had some great exchanges with an avid supporter and listener of the show, Ryan Orstrander at Catskill, who he's going to be picking up his shirts. He said he wanted to wait. He was going to make a trip up to get his shirts, but now he's not going to get the car. A bunch of different scenarios. He's picking his shirts up, so Ryan Orstrander is going to be getting his shirts on Saturday. And
I'm very excited about the vending there.
Those. Yeah.
Oh yeah, vendor wise. Oh, real quick, everyone, do not pay your bills this week. Put all that cash in your pocket. Put it all in your pocket because you're gonna spend it on Saturday. Because we have just a ton of vendors coming, a whole group, all different kinds. Some great stuff. Some stuff you've probably never seen. It's more of an education. Make sure you take your time and go through the vendor area if you've never seen that stuff, because you get to see some really cool stuff. But you also get to meet some cool people. They're coming from all over, which will be very neat.
Very exciting.
Yes. And if people want to sell stuff, you're
from
more than welcome.
From all over. For
yes.
real.
Yes.
From for all real.
For real. They're, yes.
You don't even know.
Okay. All right. You give me a secret. Was that a wink over there?
Yes.
Okay. And then if people want to sell stuff, you're more than welcome.
Keep building, Jason Sherman. Keep building. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You did.
I did. Yeah. Totally did.
There's a couple things I want to touch on when you get them out.
Can you let him in? Let him in.
You got them flustered.
We've done nothing but interrupt him for the last 45 minutes. No, dude, you need to talk about your vendors.
No, I did. I mean, I could list them all, but I'm not going to do that. When you're there, you're going to see them all. There's a bunch of them.
We're going to have a section that, you know.
Yeah, we are going to have shirts there also. We have special ones that are made special for Kings of Old School, which there are some older Kings of Old School ones in stock, and we have a new design that's going to be there that day. We have just a bunch of stuff for sale. I'd like everyone to get to that area. If you want to sell stuff.
Well, you might as well tell them what it is. I mean, it's no hiding it now. What the new shirt is? The new design that we had Chris do. Anybody, this is one of the reasons that pre-registering was important to us, because there's things that we constantly want to do. Anybody that was pre-registered, their name will be on the Kings of Old School shirt. So if they pre-registered, their name's going to be on there.
And they look fantastic.
Chris did a phenomenal job. I'm very excited. My wife, Terry, worked hard on it. Chris worked extremely hard. His product is good.
Brett is wearing, just I want to touch on that. You got a shirt on right now that is our official shirts, these gray ones. They're all going to have one. Chris designed those, which come out great. The original Kings of Old School, Chris did. Staff shirts, Chris did. They are fantastic.
So we try getting our... one of our new inspectors to wear one tonight, but we kind of get that.
He had to try.
He's ill-tempered. He's ill-tempered.
He's got it under his arm, and we greatly appreciate him helping us.
Yes.
But the reason that we wanted pre-register for Power Wheels, this is our first time, and we don't have the finances, we don't have the place to store it. We can't just order 100 Power Wheels plaques and trophies. And there's things that we're doing for the kids that is above and beyond. We want surprises. And it's very important to us before to be pre-registered, because we don't want no kids without their trophies, mm-hmm. without their plaques, without their stuff that they're being given to them.
Sure.
So we order according to the pre-register, and we ordered a little extra. But that's why it's so important to us. We don't want the kids are the future. We don't want kids not having their trophy or being left out. And that's why pre-registering has been so important to us. And I'm hoping, I mean, obviously we want as many as they can be, but I'm hoping that we don't get too many because we don't want them locked out.
That's true, too.
Just start handing out $100 bills to kids
Can we also touch on what we're going to do for heat winners? Because we've actually never announced what we were going to give away to heat winners.
Well, we can
do that. Did you want to touch on that?
You can do that right after the break.
Go.
We got 6:45.
Are you good enough to be recognized as a Reckless Warrior? Bo Lockwood Motorsports' 2015 Demolition Derby schedule will now be combined into the Reckless Warrior Tour, designed to give rewards and recognition to drivers that support Bo Lockwood Motorsports. The schedule starts at the 5,000 to Win Superstock Championships May 9th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville, Pennsylvania. The tour then goes to the Keystone Nationals, which has moved to the Westmoreland County Fairgrounds June 27th. The Jefferson County Fair Championships follows, with the Limited World Cars back in the limelight as they chase a $3,000 payday in Brookville, with the Reckoning 2 following on August 1st at the Clarion County Fairgrounds in Clarion, Pennsylvania. The series finishes with the final encounter September 4th and 5th at the Stoneboro County Fair. In all, there is more than $75,000 in prize money available among the six shows and features some of the largest purses in the Keystone State. Drivers will earn points based on their feature appearances and heat and feature finishes, with bonuses awarded for passing inspection and getting a stick on the first try. The season will end with a points banquet where Bo Lockwood Motorsports will crown the deadliest warrior. That driver will then have his selection of one of the 10 prizes from the Reckless Warrior partner. For more details on the 2015 Reckless Warrior Tour, visit their Facebook page and check out blmotorsports.net. Demo Derby Masters offers a wide array of stocked derby parts and accessories that have all been derby tested. Demo Derby Masters also offers custom fabrication, meaning your homespun garage idea can become a finely produced reality. Their team of engineers and Demo Derby drivers have designed, manufactured, and derby tested all parts to ensure quality and durability, even though they're in extreme condition. DemoDerbyMasters.com also carries a full line of helmets, fire suits, gloves, belts, and Kaiser's own branded oils and fluids.
Parts are manufactured, housed, and shipped out of their 140,000 square foot facility located in Coopersville, Michigan. Order online at demoderbymasters.com or contact them by phone at 800-472-2464 or email info@demoderbymasters.com.
And we're back. Just wanted to touch base on the topic of those the T-shirts. We've got a couple new designs coming up. Mad Mike DeFrisia is going to be getting his here in the next couple weeks. Full Throttle Motorsports, Justin Hartman, all those guys will be picking up their designs as well. Mitch Carlson, he just put his order in from up in Minnesota.
Nice.
So I was excited to see that come across the table. TM Motorsports has another round of their shirts that are going to be delivered on Saturday in addition to the ones for Kings of Old School. And then we've got the God Gave Us the Bird in inventory now, the Imperial Specific shirt. That is done in an inventory. We're trying to get the Play in the Gray shirt, the one with the Lincoln on the back. Nobody's really seen those. It might be a new show debut, but haven't trotted that one out. And once we get caught up on all the customer orders, we're going to try and get some more of those some of those house designs done. We got a fresh load of I'm Reckless, a fresh load of One More Run, and we're trying to catch up with those kids' designs as well, the Dad's Gonna Happen shirt. So excited about that stuff. Reckless Abandoned Apparel, one of the people that are helping make sure that this show is available to you free coming up this weekend. We'll have a table at the bottom of the stairs at the announcer's tower because we're going to have somebody close to where we are so that we can answer any questions and stuff along those lines, because it is going to prove to be a very busy Saturday. Yes. Coming up this weekend. The ad made me think of this. Be on the lookout starting in August. A new advertising campaign will be starting for the Chaos in the Valley. That is the new name for the October 24th show in Woodstock, Virginia, that benefits Tom's Brook Volunteer Fire Department. They have gone through Reckless Abandon for their event shirts.
Awesome.
And they like the design that was submitted. The nice. The wagon that we see featured on the Josh Decker shirt is nice. Making a cameo appearance in the Chaos in the Valley shirt.
Nice.
So that's cool. Red and black design, really sharp looking
wagon
shirt.
Gotta love it. That's like pure derby. And,
it's Dan Godfrey's wagon, right?
No, it's Josh Decker's.
I thought it was Godfrey's wagon.
Who's Dan Godfrey?
Yep,
I'd like to talk about Heats. Can we get into...
make it quick.
Let's get you over there.
I got 9 minutes.
I got time left, brother.
Is there a thing on afterwards?
You can go over. No. We went over last
year.
Yeah, we went over. I don't want to be here.
A little bit.
Make a mistake. I don't want to be here at 10:30.
No, it's fine. I'd just like to talk about Heats because we haven't discussed it, but... because we're going to have a lot of cars, a lot of heats. We want to give away stuff to heat winners also. So what we're going to be doing, and Brent and I talked about this originally, sometimes you win heats and you win $50 or something, or you get one of them cheap trophies, and you're really not happy with that. And we wanted to go a little bit, we wanted to give some better stuff away. So what we're going to do for everybody that wins your heat or is a Mad Dog in a heat, we are going to give away a shirt. That it's going to have everyone's name on it, King's Old School shirt. We're going to give away a DVD of the day, and we're going to be giving away a plaque. Now, these plaques are awesome. Inside the plaque, as soon as you win that heat, we are going to snap a picture of you in your car right there. And when you get your plaque at the end of the day, the picture will be inside it. And it will be a picture of you right there with that huge smile on your face right after you won that heat, after you're sweating and all that. And that's what we're going to be giving away for the heats. And... then, of course, when you get into the features, the trophies that we are giving away are awesome. If you haven't seen them, go to the King's Old School page. We have some badass trophies that we're giving away.
But they're not from badass trophies.
No, they're not. You're right. I shouldn't say that.
Not to be confused.
Not to confuse the Terry.
Now, and what I want to talk about, again, we're giving away some stuff throughout that, but I'd like Brett to touch on how we're going to do the heats, because... everywhere you go, it's always, how are we going to pick a heat? You're going to tell me what heat I'm in, whatever. We threw a little trick in here, a little thing in here, and I think it'll be a little bit more fun of a day to play with the heat. So, Brett, how do you want to run the heat?
Well, it'll be fun for some and not fun for some others.
But. Are you going to do passing points?
No.
It's a sprint car reference for everybody that has no idea what we're talking about there.
No. No one was listening.
No.
We're in a smash shit.
We have a surprise. We have a surprisingly high number of Oval Track listeners.
That really?
Yeah. Good. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised.
Because of passing mode. No.
Yeah. You just stick with the demolition derby stuff.
Whatever you want, Chris.
Okay, so let's go to the heats. How we're going to do our heat draws.
Why the hell would he say that?
He's a racer, deep down.
Just throw you off.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go ahead. So in the heat, how we're going to do this.
No, you don't even know. It wasn't even your...
It's right,
but
if you
don't
know.
So anyways,
it wasn't even your idea because he came up with
it
3 minutes ago.
We just thought about it. Break. It was a politics section.
Politics.
So, Well, you're done giggling, Chris.
I got to be honest. You know how many people wonder what we talk about during the breaks?
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They ask so many questions because we always come back and we're laughing.
Chris, I want to talk. Please be quiet. You're done?
No, by all means.
All right,
by
all means. He thinks it's his show. I don't. I mean, really? Chris, this is mine. So, listen. Well, look, he's itching his feet. So, listen. This is what we want to do. We're going to draw. Let's
by the
just
way,
say,
Keystone Nationals coming up on the 27th. No, you excited about that?
No. He's going to get all fired.
I heard Josh Hecker's got a ride for there, too.
I'm going to mute Chris's little moment. You're out of it today.
I'm going to shut your mic
off.
Go on.
In there.
Go on.
Shut his mic off.
Done.
So, listen. You do it again, we're going to have problems. Heats 1-4. Compacts 1-4, just based on a 50 car show, which we're just gonna be over now. Let's just say we have 4 heats. You're gonna pull your heat through inspection or through registration, whatever we decide. Your heat's gonna be probably at the driver's meeting, to be honest with you. And the heats are not gonna be listed on no boards. The heats are not gonna be listed at no flags. The heats are not gonna be listed nowhere except for our paper. You pull heat number 1, the cars are not even going into a heat lineup. After your inspection, they're going to be backed up against the inside and the outside wall at a 45-degree angle, and they're going to be all the way around the track, and that way kids and wives and people can go down through there and just see all these cars. When you got to remember your heat. If you're in heat 1, you have to run heat 1. No playing, no games. I don't care what the excuse is. I don't care if somebody...
What if it's some of those good excuses you used to use?
Unfortunately, you'll still have a fresh car for the next show.
All right, just checking.
If you don't make that heat, I don't care if you have to go every 10 minutes and make sure your coil wire's on or make sure the car will start or whatever. If you do not make your heat, there's no consi, no nothing. Right.
You have to attempt to qualify in order to be eligible for the consi. You have to attempt,
and
to
you have to be in the heat that you drew.
Right,
and the reason why is Brett is the king. Brett's done every trick in the book, really. So really, we had to go through all of his tricks, and then we had to find an answer around it. That's really how we did this derby.
It's that whole area.
Yeah,
your whole area.
Yeah, it's
we play the game. Yeah. So basically, if you got a tougher heat,
you're
unfortunately
stuck,
you're going to run it.
Yeah.
If
but here's some of the excitement too for the guys that are from. We had a lot of guys coming by themselves. Guys that are just totally by myself. No one's going to know what heat they're in. You guys are going to go and pull your heat, and you're not going to tell anybody. And you're going to put your helmet on. You're going to be in heat 3.
Well, you're welcome to tell them, but
I don't care about that.
Basically, what we don't want is we don't want somebody to show up with a high-dollar Chevy wagon and somebody else be afraid of them, and they go buddy up with a couple people and say, hey, we got to get this guy. We want everybody with the same shake. We want everybody with the same.
And it's going to keep the handshaking away because – unless you literally go up and find out every single guy that's in heat number 4, I mean, you're not going to know everyone that's in your heat.
You're going to get it anyway. It'll be like the NFL draft going down through there.
They're more than welcome to do it.
All that I'm doing or we're doing is looking out for the out-of-towners, okay? And weird enough, we don't have no in-towners anyways.
You're taking away
everybody's out-of-towner.
You're taking away the skipping the heats.
That's like definitely not happening.
I'm definitely, I don't want to get out in that heat with that guy, so I'm going to say my car don't start, so I'm going to go out in the next one.
Or the consi or whatever.
So, yeah, that takes some bullshit.
You'll right have now a car for another show.
Brett has 40 trophies he won through the consis, really. I mean, you were king of it.
I bet you I've won 10. I bet you I've won. I bet you I've won 10 features
sure
by winning the consi.
Yep.
Good luck, bad luck, whatever the case is.
Well, with a fresh car.
You know, there's people, including you, that thought I did that at Brookville.
Oh, I thought so.
the whole stands did.
I was wondering.
On the air, wondering.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone thought that.
But something I was going to touch on, too, is, and I think Josh will probably agree with me here, you touched on the fact that, our area.
I don't think they're coming. You won't get run over by them like you did at Penn Yan.
We touched on how guys drive hard, but I mean, really, there's an opportunity for somebody from New York to step up and be the next big driver.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, the guy that usually wins all the big shows in New York isn't running this show.
Correct.
So I mean, there's room for somebody to step up and win a big show. And I mean, you know, it's going to be up there. I mean, with the competition that's coming in, I mean, you win this show, and it's going to establish a name.
I'm here to tell you, there's nobody, if somebody's coming to this show, no matter where they're from, counting
their money,
before they hashed, they're in for a rude awakening, because that track, that facility.
So many variables.
Anything can happen.
So many variables.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's my favorite track. It's small. It's fast.
And there's a lot of places to hide. But boy, there's not a lot of room to get away when somebody's after you.
And I got to say, the track is really nice. There's going to be some great traction. We're not going to be burying ourselves.
When you got a big track and you see somebody coming down through there, you can get out of the way. If you're lollygagging and you're playing possum, this track ain't wide enough. You're in for a ride.
You get caught a lot. You're absolutely right.
And it's concrete all the way around.
Concrete all the way around. There's going to be people over the barriers.
All the trucks are going at one time, right?
Yes.
Just for the record, if you go over to a wall, can you come back in?
No, you're out.
I'm pretty sure I can get her back in.
I've seen you do it. Airborne.
I'm pretty sure I can come back in.
For several reasons, you know, there's going to be people on the sidelines. It's you might get a backhoe bucket on the roof to stop you, but you
motor bucket.
I've seen that happen before.
I've had that happen. Yeah, that's no lie. Ben did it. Well, he didn't physically do it, but it was his fault.
Yeah. Oh boy.
What are you going to touch on, Josh?
No, I forget.
We interrupted you again.
Short term.
No, I think we're pretty good. I mean.
This is the start of a very busy month.
Oh God! My wife just found out that we have 3 shows in 3 consecutive weeks.
I haven't told mine yet.
We don't have 3 weeks, do we?
We
have. There's King's Old School, and then there's a week off,
right?
And then we go to Utah. We go to Pennsylvania, and what's the third one?
Vacation.
I thought we had 3 in a row.
I don't think so.
No, 3 out of 4 weeks there.
It's 3 out of 4. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Because I wrote the schedule.
After this, 3 out of 4.
From Saturday, we go to Utah.
Passing lane.
From here, we take the week off, and then we head out to
Utah.
Kings of Destruction with Lazenby. And then we come home and rest for a couple days, and then we go right back to Pennsylvania for the Keystone Nationals, and that show's going to be gnarly, too. We're going to be talking more about Keystone Nationals next week and for the next 2 weeks leading up to that show. Bo's got a list of guests he wants to get on that's this long. And I tried to get Jared Talbot for tonight to bring him on and talk a little bit about it, but I never did hear back from him. But Jared is a guy that is going to be – he's going to be on the map, I mean, down there at the Keystone Nationals. It's going to be a fun Troy Tag coming in. Yes. Yes, Troy Tag's coming in for that.
Driving a Sciopa built car, that'll probably be pretty tough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Corletto, he's got his car. After that fire, they didn't lose a whole lot down there.
Tempered a little bit now.
Exactly.
It's in good shape. They're in real good shape down there.
That's from the fire.
Right.
That's from the fire.
Right, that happened from the fire.
I heard Josh Decker's got a ride, but it's on the hush-hush, so we got
Where's this?
Utah.
At Keystone and Utah.
Oh, my God, Utah, I'd love.
You think your old heart can handle it?
You got to drive because Brian won't drive a car.
Oh, no, he's scared. No, I would definitely do it. I would definitely man up.
Do you enjoy peeing blood?
I'm fine. Hey, I told my old lady was listening to the episode, Gumby, and she's like, absolutely not. You're not running. Like,
I'm
no,
here
I'm
to
not.
Tell you, I'd shoot you over the air if you did not run a car out there and Gumby was on the track. Because that's a I'll use the term bucket list. That's a bucket list for me.
I know. I'll do it for you.
Ben can't go because he's got the spring fling that weekend. We are into the Northeast Derby season, hot and heavy, starting with the Saturday at Kings of Old School.
That won't be too busy.
And there is the after party is going to be at your house, right?
No,
Saturday night.
No, it's going to my
after party. What?
There's no.
After. Yeah, I heard there was going to be.
We can flood the town if we get out enough time. We'll just flood the town.
I heard there's going to be. You had a DJ coming, and we're going to set it up right in the backyard and after party at your house.
But we're hoping to get down in enough time. If we do, there is some restaurants and some bars right in town if everybody wants to afterwards. We got a
DJ on call there, so
yeah. But I want to touch on alcohol.
We'll make a party there.
I want to touch on alcohol real quick if I can. Oh, especially in our area, a lot of guys are just bringing their 30-year-olders in, and they sit there and sip them. I'm not standing for it, okay? Because of the kids, this isn't county fair level. I do not want you drinking during the day and having your couple keystones before you get on the track. I will not accept it. It's not okay. I'm saying that now.
And when we yell at you and tell you to put it away or get out of here, don't get upset, because I'm warning everybody now there's no alcohol. Afterwards, we can all go enjoy ourselves. Friday night, we can all enjoy ourselves.
Hey, you never know. I got quite a few friends. Brian's corrections officer. I have very good friends that are law enforcement officers. I have no problem in bringing a breathalyzer, portable breathalyzer, and do like Blizzard Bash does. When they pull out on a track for the feature, guess what? Blow into this.
Blizzard Bash makes every driver blow into it before because they...
It, really?
Yes.
Absolutely. Awesome. Ultimate and Derby. No, no. Pick, hang on. Whoa, slow down. That's Ultimate Derby.
Right, Ultimate Derby.
It's not Blizzard Bash. It's all their shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in UD, and you know what? It might sound like I'm being a dick by saying that, but you know what? The environment you're trying to perceive and the show you're trying to build... You don't need somebody that's three-quarters shit-faced out there.
I don't want it.
We've seen it.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
I've seen it.
We've all seen it.
Firsthand, I've seen it several times. It's like, you know, it's something you just don't want to deal with.
And again, we have kids around. And me and Brett's biggest thing is we don't want anyone to get hurt. We all have to go to work on Monday. Please, no one get hurt. Yep. And I'm not going to have somebody get hurt because somebody else is being an asshole.
Because 9 times out of 10, these people are good people when they haven't been drinking.
Yes.
And for them to have, you know, God forbid, some... happens the next day, they're going to feel worse than anybody else in the world. Absolutely. So just save it for after it's done. You know,
definitely
keep mine ice and drink them ice cold afterwards.
And we'll drink beers with you afterwards.
Oh,
but just please wait till that time. A couple of quick things we're going to give away. Wendler's drive shaft is giving away an awesome slider to the guy that makes it the farthest in the feature in the old school class with a stock drive shaft. Okay, you're going to win. And I'm telling you, this slider, I can't pick it up. It's gigantic. I don't know how you'd put it under a car on your back. I mean, it's this big. It's going to be exciting to win. Performance Rear Ends to the Mad Dog in the V8 is giving away a set of ball joints or axle savers. Now, I know some of you guys are going to say, what are those things? You have to see them. Axle savers you're going to see on Saturday if you've never seen them. There's going to be a lot of parts like that. I think people, because the first time I saw a vendor section, I couldn't believe some of the parts.
We got to touch real quick on Gary Noy.
Go.
I mean, he's bringing a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. And if you want to bring your converters, your wheels, your batteries, I mean, that's a quick way. He's right there. His trucks are going to be there. His helpers are going to be there. It's going to be a quick way just to get rid of two or three converters, put $200-$400 in your pocket,
and go buy some Derby parts.
Go buy some Derby parts. It's what I call voodoo money. It's money that that you can spend. You know that come from from Derby stuff.
And just on that topic, Gary's gonna, like you said, ton of money. We're gonna have a whole section for him. So you bring up all your stuff from your house, your batteries, your cores, everything. Gary gives the best dollar amount. You're just going to pull right up. Gary's going to be right there. Bam, bam, bam. Quick transaction. You have money in your pocket to go spend on some vendors or food or whatever. But whatever you got laying around your house, throw it in there.
You're coming anyways. Yes. You're coming anyways.
Put it in the truck. Trust me.
There's a lot of these parts, Josh mentioned.
It won't fit in my van because we got so much else to bring.
Like the axle savers and stuff like that. There's a lot of parts these vendors are going to have that, yes, guys, you can buy, you can run.
Yes.
You know, axle savers, you can run. Bottom plates for and tranny pans, guys can run, yes.
Yes. I mean,
I've been having a shit ton of questions about this stuff, and people that don't know or haven't seen this stuff, definitely get there, get through the vendors, check the stuff out, because...
And use your head on what you want to build, because the first time I saw axle savers, I'm like, holy shit, I could build these, you know, and... I can.
All right, there you go. Back.
Somebody could build axle savers.
You can get
Ben
to do them for you.
But there's things that it'll really get your brain going, because when we started seeing vendors, it's like you really... Get like, oh my God, oh my God, all these things make derbying easier.
Yep.
So you can build more cars, faster cars, more cars, and last longer.
One last time, I want to tell everybody that's involved, all of our families, all of our wives, all of our inspectors, they're going to be very recognized at the Derby. I want to tell them all now, thank you for the hard work. It's much appreciated. Anybody that's given us a shot, anybody that's showing up, anybody that, you know, there's going to be haters, there's going to be people that's going to be negative, but anybody that's to the positive, or I guess negative, it don't much matter, but I want to thank everybody. Everybody has worked extremely hard. You know, Chris, Ben, all the inspectors, Aaron, Mark, Mark's worked extremely, extremely, extremely hard trying to make everybody happy, trying to fix solutions, and again, you know, just in case, because I'm sure we're going to be running around crazy on Saturday.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that I can hit everybody, but I want to tell everybody that it's much appreciated, and it's going to be for us to prove to all the drivers that our word is good. Just as like the Derby party my wife puts on, you know, there's a reason she's getting 500 people a year, and it's all about the drivers. And it took a few years for her to prove to the drivers it's about them. And this Derby is going to be about the drivers in the Northeast. It's just what it is, and we're going to prove to them. We're going to prove that our word's good, and we're going to prove that we're going to try extremely hard, and the inspection is going to be extremely tight. You agree, Ben?
You got the group that Mark's brought on. I mean, I was fortunate to Mark, you know, DeMarc asked me to if I could come on and help, and this past couple, well, actually, it was down in Brookville, and I'm kind of feel privileged actually to be asked. I mean, this is going to be an awesome event, and I'm happy to be involved in. Yeah, I mean, Aaron, myself, Mark, you know, I think Decker's coming. Yeah. And I mean, there's people I don't want to mention names because there's going to be, I don't want to miss nobody, but there's, like Brett says, you know, he almost just about dares you to try to get something by the inspection crew. But my philosophy is, and I think everybody will agree, the inspection group is, if you're going to play the gray areas and push the rules.
I won't get mad if somebody pushes that, but don't get mad if they got to cut it.
Exactly. If you're gonna be pushed them areas, then don't be upset when you have to bring it back into the realm.
When you push back, yeah, exactly.
Richie Predmore is one of my extremely good friends. He works for me. He drives truck for me. Mm-hmm. I told Rich, do whatever you want to do, but if you're gonna push, if there's a 3-inch rule, and you want to go 3 1/4. You're pushing it. Don't get mad if you got to cut it. I could understand, okay, if you're worried about pushing it, go 2 1/4 inches. Well, no, that's not the way us Derby drivers build. We go to everything. So instead of going to the positive end, go to the negative end. You know what I mean? So if you're willing to push it, I'm not going to be upset.
You got to be willing to fix it.
But you got to be willing to help us. I mean, all we need, I promise you, not one inspector, there's going to be zero hollering, zero screaming, zero negativity. It's going to be calm talking. If you either fix it, or if it's something that you have an argument, explain the way you read the rule. This is the way I read it. This is the way I interpret it. And Mark, the ultimate decision, will decide good, bad, or indifferent. We really need the drivers to support us and agree good, bad, or indifferent. We're going to prove that we're going to try, and nobody's going to get away with nothing.
Well, here's one last thing. I was talking with Bunce on the way up here, and Brett's and I's big goal was this event hopefully will jumpstart our area. We've been to all other places, and there's a lot of good derbying going and a lot of promoting, and I'll be honest, our promoting has been pretty sad in the area, and this is going to be a jumpstart. So anybody that's sitting at home saying, like, I don't know if I'm going to go to watch, or please go to support it, because if you can help us here, we're going to keep pushing the envelope, and it's going to keep pushing derbies locally up a level. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it will be like other areas that they're paying more, they're giving away more, there's more Mad Dogs, more cars, more events. That's our goal. So help us get us all there. Right. You know? Sorry, just want to jump on that.
Well, it is what it is. And right. And we've said it over and over. Chris works extremely hard, and we're not gonna get upset for somebody to strip, and there ain't gonna be three, four, or five times through inspection. I mean, pretty much you go through the first time, you're gonna be told what to fix it, and it's pretty much got to be fixed. It's just the way it is. We don't have time to play games. We're not playing games. Oh. And again, we appreciate.
And you're not gonna want to go to the back of the line all day long because it's gonna be a long line.
Once an inspection line shuts down.
Oh, it's done.
It's done.
If you didn't get through it, when it ends, I believe it's at 1:30. When it ends, it's done. You are not coming. We're not going to let the guys through. We're not playing the old, our area is the best at it. We would if it ended at 5:30, everyone shows up at 5:35, and then there's 20 of us trying to push through inspection, and they let us all run.
The Derby's starting at 2.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the show is starting at 2. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Am I going to be able to get a copy of those lists with the lineups? Otherwise,
Terry's working on that, yes.
You absolutely will have it. You're ready on the list to get them. You're the first person that will have those lists.
I don't need
to
be
there. No, you are first person.
I'll be the second one because
you're not even on the list.
Because I get to do the podcast show before I run my heat.
Yes.
That'll work out awesome.
One through four.
Good for me.
One through four.
Good for me.
Oh, boy. Here we go. But I think we've said it all. Covered the bases. Coming up on the 6th of June. Coming up this weekend, Kings of Old School is on deck. 2 o'clock start time.
Just real quick, I wanted to touch. I mentioned to you earlier, a friend of ours.
Yes,
Jamie Eldridge.
I missed that. Sorry.
Who's him and his wife and whole family? Great motorsports supporters. They've been involved in racing. They're involved in Demolition Derby now. Their youngest son Justin has had a little bit of a health issue going on. They thought it was really, really, really bad. The test came back; it was negative for the bad, real bad stuff. But he's still fighting a pretty tough battle. Goes to Strong Hospital Wednesday, and they got to do some more stuff. And he would really like to be at King's Old School, but not sure he's going to be able to make that or not. But you know, he's a big fan of Derby and big fan of the show. We're thinking about you, buddy. Hopefully you get healed up quick. And
no, I'm blanking on it, but one of them won the compact program.
I think it was
Yates County.
Justin, wasn't it?
I think it was Justin. He drove.
It was.
He drove Donnie Hartzell's. He drove Donnie Hartzell's car.
That was Toby.
No, that was he drove it first.
Toby ran in the older one of the two, won at Yates County too.
Oh, okay. So it was Jamie, but you know, just get better, buddy, and. If you can't make it to King's Old School, you can watch it on the computer. It'll be just as good.
Exactly.
Plenty of people going to be watching at home. I hope Ian watches. I saw he had a post up online, and I hope all of our service people overseas and
yes,
Japan and cool. Korea and Poland all drop us a note. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun weekend. June the 6th, action starts at 2 o'clock. We're going to go live right around 1:30 local time from Whitney Point. That's the Broome County Fairgrounds. It's right off 81. It's easy to get to. Make sure you get out there. Support that show. Say hi to everybody. I think that is going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course. It's going to be an exciting one. We'll look forward to catching up with everybody this weekend. We'll see you out there.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Bash for Cash and Smash at Demolition Derby. Bull Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc.